got high last night on LSD. My mind was beautiful, and I was free. Warts love my nipples because they are pink. Vomit on me, baby, yeah, yeah, yeah. A blind man's penis is a wreck because he is blind. It's a wreck because he is blind. A blind man's penis is a wreck because he's blind. It's a wreck because he's blind. Let's make love under the stars. Watch for UFOs. If little baby Martians come out of the UFOs, give up then, yeah, yeah, yeah. The zebra spilled his plastinia on Venus, and the gelatin fingers oozed electric marbles. Ramona's titties died in hell, and the Nazis want to kill. Everyone. A blind man's penis is a wreck because he's blind. A blind man's penis is a wreck because he's blind. It's a wreck because he's blind. It's a wreck because
I'm a sucker for other people's pain.
I have vaginal sex with my miniature stallion. Lows.
Eat that boo-boo!
And you're putting feces in your mouth.
What the fuck is that?
You need it, we got it. Flea market, Montgomery.
Shut your goddamn ass up.
We're gonna rape everybody.
Yes, hey freaks. Timothy James Hudson back here with you for the Wednesday podcast. This right here, of course, is Distorted View Daily. Thank you so much for joining me. Got a good one today. We start things off with the blacks. Love hearing from them. I can very rarely understand what they're saying. That's what makes the clips that I play so fun, so much fun, right? And I'm not racist. Just the fact that I have to say that being, you know, kind of seems like maybe I might be racist, but I'm not. You know, I play clips of Honey Boo Boo Child. There are idiotic white people. There just seems to be more idiotic black people. All right, here's a black person living down in New Orleans. He's brilliant.
Now, the youngsters is crazy. It's wild. I don't play with these little boys out here. Also, I got refugee recognition. You see this cross right here? Mm-hmm. This cross means I was a murderer. Mm-hmm. This cross right here means I wasn't playing. This is not for decoration. They deal with me, they got to come.
When you get a cross branded into your forehead, that's not for play. This is for reals.
Right. They got to know their homework when they fuck with me.
Yeah. Were you here when Katrina struck?
Yes, I was.
Looting. He was looting.
I swim in that dirty ass water.
Oh, okay.
I was out here breaking and writing, stealing medicine, dope, just to get kill my fucking sickness.
Why do you think it is so violent? Why is it so violent in New Orleans?
Shit, man, fuck. It's violent as fuck. They don't want to give a nigga no fucking job, you hear me? They look at a nigga, they
what
like...
What job do you think this gentleman would be qualified for? You know what I mean? They won't give a nigga a job. What job do you think you could do? All right? You tell me what job you want, and we'll see if it's a good fit or not.
Hey, fuck, you a hoodlum, you hear me? So fuck. If you don't want to give it to me, you hear me? And I'm trying to do the right thing, you hear me? Fuck. Well, fuck it. Look, I got to go take it, you hear me? Fuck it, you hear me?
What is that? You hear me? You hear me? It's like, you hear me? You hear me? You hear me?
What about the police force?
Fuck
the police. I knew he was going to say that.
The police, you hear me? Fuck NOPD, you hear me? Because it's like this here, you hear me? They don't help a nigga for nothing, you hear me? They just want to see a nigga locked up behind the fucking bars, you hear me? What the fuck we going to do, you hear me?
After every sentence, you hear me? You hear me?
We get out of jail, you hear me? Then they don't want to hire us because our fucking background. Fuck a background, you hear me?
So what do you do then, mate? How do you survive?
You can't understand why an employer might not want to hire him if he's been convicted of robbing banks and stealing and stuff.
Right.
Fuck, man, I survive, fuck, I get it, I live,
you hear me?
I take what I want, you hear me? Believe that, you hear me?
And where do you go to take what you want?
Fuck, go anywhere, fuck, it could go down at any time, fuck, it could go down right now.
You might got want something I want.
It's about me right now.
Oh, shit, guy has a gun.
Shit, and about the police, you ever hold by holding court? I will five-time lose. I will hold court right then and now.
I don't know what the hell he's talking about, five-time loser.
If police roll on me and I'm hot, it's me or him. I'm holding court right here.
And what you mean by that is you would shoot out. You'd shoot
he'd
it out.
Shoot it out. He kill me, I kill him.
Fucking yeah. Right.
We'll hold court. We'll take it to trial.
In your hand now, you got a pistol, yeah?
Yeah. This shit make my dick hard.
Fucking right.
I can get a nigga in with this.
This gun make my dicky hard.
Easy to get one of those in the set.
Like fucking getting a fucking cold drink.
Getting a cold drink?
Yeah, like getting a fucking cold drink getting from the stove.
Getting a penny or something.
That gun could have actually been used before by somebody else.
It's a throwaway. Fuck. Hit him nigga up and throw him away.
Did the volume just like go get crazy? Like, I feel like they're talking a little slower now.
Hear me?
Shit, sell that bitch or something. Go give me a bag with it.
Oh, this is quite enough.
It is what it is.
Too much black for this time of day. Moving on, we've got a brand new heavy rotation. I usually save these for Thursday, but I'll make an exception. Let's do a heavy rotation Wednesday.
Heavy rotation, I don't know what to say. Heavy rotation, shabba shabba shikishin. Heavy rotation, I don't know what to say. Heavy Birtation Thursday!
Wednesday edition. Now, this isn't really a heavy birtation. I think this woman had a heart attack on the air. This all went down on QVC, and they were selling some sort of crap, like some Android tablet, like an 8-gig Android tablet made by FunTab, right? You know, electronic powerhouse FunTab. Here's what happened.
Three. That's right. How are you? It's great to see you.
This is designed for kids. Mm-hmm. I've had some fun with this thing.
This is amazing. What's so great about this is kids love tablets. They love playing with tablets. Uh-huh. They love the games. They love the educational games. But mom and dad want them to be safe. They want them to do, everything on. But,
See, that's right there. That's when you know she's in trouble. Wait a second. Up to that point, she's okay.
Mom and dad want them to be safe.
Mom and dad want them to be safe?
You
okay?
I think she's broken.
What it does is it gives us an opportunity.
And she passed out. You can see her falling down into the guy. And he just keeps going.
Okay. What it does is it gives us an opportunity for us to be able to...
Keep selling! All right, it's $150. Item E223533. It's the FunTab Pro 7-inch 8-gig Android 4.0 kid-friendly tablet with apps and accessories. We've got it on Easy Pay! 3 easy payments of heavy rotation. All right, there you go. I love the sounds of heavy rotation. I also love the sounds of stutterers. Oh, I love the stutterers. I've got into a little bit of trouble with the stuttering community over the years because I make fun of these people. But here's a kid. This guy he has a very, very bad stutter. However, when he starts rapping, he loses that stutter. Oh, what a human interest story this is. Let's take a listen to this kid speaking normally.
One teacher was like, and I was just doing this voice in drama class.
All right, first of all, why would you let this kid in drama class? Was he going to try out for some of the school plays? You're going to be there for like 7 hours, and he's just going to get through like one little soliloquy. I mean, I'm sorry. A soliloquy. All right, so he was in drama class, and he was doing a voice or something.
He's doing this voice in drama class. And I was like, hi. And then, like, the teacher's like, that I don't know what's more annoying, that voice or your...
The stutter is more annoying, I can definitively say. It is very entertaining, though. So I guess when he was 10 years old, he went to some sort of camp and discovered that he could rap.
I was doing this rap battle, and I was like, hey...
You know, instead of telling us what happened, can you just rap it? Because it's going to take all day for you to tell the story.
I'm kind of good.
Now, Jake is performing as Little Jakes. Smooth as can be.
Yeah.
The rhythm or
buttery
cadence
smooth
of rapping makes it easier for him to get the words out without stuttering. One night last December, Jake got his big break.
How come when he's screaming stuff, he's not rapping there? He's just telling the audience, come on, put your hands together, yeah, like that. He's not stuttering then either. He's a sham.
I got back...
Stage
at a concert and rap for Drake.
Money.
What was that? Rap, what?
Gotta hit my property.
Jake's brother Cole recorded the encounter and uploaded the video to YouTube. So far, 200,000 views and counting.
Oh, wow.
It's awesome.
Like,
it's a go wherever he goes meet. Cool people.
I've got over 40,000 views of me making fun of Michelle Duggar.
Cool.
I bet you there's way more thumbs up to this kid's video, unfortunately.
And for all those who used to torment him, the haters,
they're his motivators, right?
Now serve as motivation for
yes.
Jake to perform for crowds of up to 20,000 people.
Sure.
I'm just like you. I'm just a kid with a dream.
And a stutter. All right, so there you go, Little Jake. Quite the musical artist, just like Ray Sipe Lady Gaga. Do you remember that name? He's an old man, and he posts videos on YouTube, a la Tonetta, but he's fully clothed. He's old, and I cannot figure this guy out.
Sexiest woman alive. Sexiest woman alive. It's Mila Kunis. Mila Kunis.
Old man likes Mila Kunis.
Name. Sexiest woman alive today.
That's pretty much how all of his songs go.
Esquire Magazine. Esquire Magazine. Name.
I'm pretty sure I'm the only show that features this guy. I mean, this video has 31 views. Yet I think it's perfect distorted view material. Here's another song. This is called Banana.
Bananas. B-A-N-A-N-A-S. Bananas. B is for beauty. Beauty, what a beauty. What a beauty. Bananas. What a beauty. A is for adore. Adore. You got...
Someone should do a mashup with the Gwen Stefani song. This shit is bananas. B-A-N-A-N-A-S.
Bananas. B-A-N-A-N-A-S. Bananas. B.
He's kind of dressed
beauty.
Like a banana.
Beauty. What a beauty.
This song is much longer. It goes on for like 2 minutes.
Appeal your banana. N is for nectar.
Okay. All right. Sorry to put you guys through that. Finally, before we get into the news today, a DB listener emailed me and told me I need to check out a program called Small Town Security. It's a reality show on AMC, and it's about a small town security firm, right? And they spend most of their days talking about poop, I guess.
I'm straight up being honest. I don't want to clean the damn bathrooms because that's gross.
But yeah, there's a company meeting going on right now.
As far as your duties, there's not going to be any exceptions.
I don't think that me or her are going to pee on the actual seat.
If I ever do hit the toilet, which is rare, but yeah, every now and then, you know, it strays to the left for whatever reason. I always clean it up.
Erwin, you do make a mess with your you know that.
What are you talking about?
You stink as prints, as a matter of fact. There were prints in the apartment, handprints.
All right. That's common. It's in that bathroom, too. Dark spot where the oil's from their hands.
Y'all put y'all's hand on the wall while y'all pee?
Depends on how tired we are.
My back is hurting now. I have to kind of brace myself. I have to lean against the wall.
You know, you could sit.
We're now a minute into the program, and we're still talking about the shitting and pissing habits of the employees.
The only trouble with sitting is that water is so cold.
Huh? Or do you pee while you're sitting?
No. My testicles descend down into the water every time, and I don't like sitting.
I've heard this many times before. This is another reason why I don't want to become old. Your balls just start drooping further and further down, and when you're sitting in the toilet, they start waiting in the water.
I wouldn't like that feeling either.
It's like steeping a tea bag.
Oh, okay, all right, there you go. Small town security. Check it out on AMC. And with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, fucked up news right now. Yes, guys, if you're not a member of the Distorted View Sideshow, I say this every episode, but please consider signing up. It means a lot to me. Do me a solid, a personal favor. Sign up right now so you don't miss a thing. Superfreaksideshow.com. Every week we do extended programs, exclusive shows. Yesterday we did, 20 minutes of bonus content. This past weekend we did a bonus show. And tomorrow I've got an exclusive program for you. Sign up right now, superfreaksideshow.com. All right, three quick stories, then we'll get the hell out of here. First up, a dying woman has been embarrassed by the TSA. Now, I know this might seem insensitive, but this is why you pay me. Look, you're dying. Don't sweat the small stuff anymore. Sure, the TSA people are a bunch of assholes. We know this. No one likes the TSA. No one likes to go through these security checkpoints at the airport, but you just have to do it, and it sucks. You know what sucks even more? Dying. So let's focus on the short time you have left and just enjoy yourself rather than make a federal case of this and appear on the news and shit like that. A dying woman says a security pat-down at SeaTac Airport left her embarrassed in front of crowds of people. Michelle Dunage says screeners checked under her bandages from recent surgeries and refused to give her a private search when she requested one. Dunage, who was dying of leukemia, carried a large amount of prescription drugs through the airport to head to Hawaii for what would be one of the last trips of her life. I wonder if she was wearing a shawl. Sick people who are mobile, like sick people who can walk, are always wearing a shawl. Now, if you're in a wheelchair, you've always got that blanket covering your lap so you don't get cold. Some sort of like knitted thing or like an afghan or something. I study sick people. All right. Dunage, who is dying of leukemia, carried a large amount of prescription drugs through the airport. She's going to Hawaii. How fun. I wonder if she could really enjoy Hawaii. I'm going to go surfing. Yeah, okay. She called Alaska Airlines ahead of time to request a wheelchair. I mean, Hawaii, you've got to... I mean, what do you do in Hawaii? You go swimming. You go hiking. You see some of the fucking volcanoes over there and shit. Go to a couple luaus. And do some hula dancing and shit. She can't do any of that. She's very frail. Go to, someplace where you could actually enjoy yourself. Where you don't have to, exert a lot of strength. Go to Branson, Missouri, for Christ's sakes, and take in a few shows. I hear Gallagher's playing over there. All right, she called Alaska Airlines ahead of time to request a wheelchair and ask how her medicine should be separated for the security line. Quote, I did everything they asked me to do, so I didn't think it would be an issue. Oh, Dunage, you're so wrong. Nothing went right at the security checkpoint. A machine couldn't get a reading on her saline bags. Her tits. So a TSA agent forced one open. Popped her boob. Contaminating the fluid she needs to survive. She says agents also made her lift up her shirt and pull back the bandages holding feeding tubes in place. Jesus Christ. Just let the woman on board. You think she's like strapped in a bomb and connected it via feeding tubes? Alright, Dunage needs those tubes because of organ failure. With other passengers staring, Dunage says she asked for privacy and was turned down. They just said that it was fine. The location we were at was fine, she said. TSA spokesperson Ann Davis said officers are trained to perform pat-downs in a dignified manner, and at any point, passengers can request a private screening. Well, that didn't work out, did it? Dunage says her request was denied, and she does not want others with special needs to run into the same problem. Quote, when somebody wants to take a trip, especially what I call an end-of-life trip, oh, this chick is a lot of fun, isn't she? Because you want to see your family and friends, then it becomes more important than just taking a trip. Davis said it's against policy for passengers to be denied privacy if they ask for it. The agency is responding to a request by the local news to look into the incident. So there you go. Second story we have for you today. A Texas mother of five is expected to be sentenced on Tuesday after admitting to gluing her two-year-old daughter to a wall. Dangling on the wall. That's kind of funny. It's art. And beating her over potty training. Elizabeth Escalona, 23, was in a Dallas County, Texas court Monday as witnesses, including her mom and the pediatrician who cared for the toddler, testified in the first day of her sentence hearing. While prosecutors showed pictures of the little girl's hands and bruised body and forehead. The entire picture was very shocking, said Dr. Amy Barton, then a child abuse pediatrician at Children's Medical Center of Dallas, choking back tears on the stand. Well, that's not very professional. You know, if you're a pediatrician, especially one that works with abused children, let's not get so emotional. This is your job. Put on a brave face. This is why women should not be in any position of authority or importance. Because they can't handle it. They break down. They tear up. They shouldn't be police officers, shouldn't be doctors, nor lawyers. Just think. Women, you know what I mean? Come on. Get it together, ladies. All right. Otherwise, you know, you'll be back to being secretaries. That's what you can do. Just wear tight sweaters and, type up some shit. I don't know. What did girls do back in the, 1950s and stuff? They just typed, right? All right. So the doctor was choking back tears on the stand. I see a lot of children, and this was one of the most shocking cases I've ever seen. Jocelyn Cedillo or something was less than 2 months shy of her third birthday in September 2011 when Escalona, her mom, used a powerful adhesive to glue her hands to a wall and beat her. Three other children of Escalona, who was pregnant at the time, witnessed the abuse. The child urinated on herself during the ordeal. Yeah, she couldn't find a goddamn toilet. She couldn't break free from that wall, during which she was hit in the head and kicked in the groin, among other forms of abuse. The defendant's mother testified Monday that she found the girl and took her to the hospital. I saw Jocelyn laying in the bed. She was facing the wall. And the 42-year-old woman said before she started crying and turning away. It wasn't clear exactly how long young Jocelyn was glued to the wall before she was brought to the Dallas hospital. Once there, medical authorities noticed several bruises to her face and head, as well as a severe brain injury that led to her temporarily being in a coma. Escalona pleaded guilty to a charge of first-degree injury to a child. Prosecutors are asking Escalona, or whatever the fuck her name is, to be incarcerated for 45 years so she will not cause any more harm to her children. Finally today, what an uplifting story that was. Let's move on to bestiality and drunk driving. Yes, we got a story from Phoenix, Arizona. A valley woman who has spent the majority of the year in the news is once again making headlines. What is this Daffy brought up to? Well, according to the Maricopa County Sheriff's Office, Sarah Walker was arrested on Friday for allegedly driving drunk. Ms. Walker claims DUI charges should be removed from the sheriff's office website because she says she wasn't driving, but her husband was behind the wheel, you see. She claims her arrest stems from an inaccurate record that shows that she has unpaid fines from a previous arrest. What does this have to do with bestiality?
I was in the media several times over the last year. Got involved in a situation where we were charged with conspiracy to commit bestiality, and that's really ruined our lives.
Well, don't look for dog sex on Craigslist. How about that? Sarah claims that this time around, her arrest stems from inaccurate records that show she has an unpaid fine from a previous arrest. The sheriff's office says they're looking into the matter, but it's their policy to have booking photos of those they arrest. It's not the first time Walker has had the run-in with the law this year. Back in February, Walker, her husband, and another man were arrested for using Craigslist to try to find a dog to use in a sex act. In May, Walker contacted the local news to say she'd been the victim of a sexual assault. Was it a dog? Walker said the man, who had been described as a sexual predator by authorities, contacted her through her photography website. Walker claims she was able to escape the man by telling him the ankle monitor she was wearing from her bestiality case was about to go off. See? This bestiality charge actually worked out for her. It was a good thing. In June, Walker and her husband pleaded guilty to conspiracy to commit bestiality. They were sentenced in August, with Walker receiving 24 months of supervised probation. So there you go. That, my friends, is your distorted news for Wednesday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. Hey, real quick, earlier in the program, I played a clip of a QVC host fainting. Well, apparently, this wasn't the first time she's passed out on the air. Here's another example.
And it allows you, well, to read with a book light. Unlike a backlit keyboard that can be hard on the eyes after a while.
Sorry.
It literally is, it's called e-ink, right? So it looks like a book, it reads like...
Again, this is from like 2 years ago. And they're still talking about crappy technology. This one, they're talking about an e-reader.
That's right. And the touchscreen is great because if you want to take notes, if you want to do that,
okay,
it's automatically done.
I love that shit. Okay, let's hear that again.
It reads like a book.
Even at the beginning, she sounds like she's getting ready to pass out.
It reads like a book.
That's right. And the touchscreen is great because if you want to take notes. If you
want to
do that.
If you want to take notes. If you want to do all of that.
It's automatically done.
Yeah.
Right?
Uh-huh.
And in 166-438.
Again, they're professionals over there at QVC. Giving out that item number. All right, let's do a couple voicemails now. Checking in with my freaking dickies.
Hey, Timmy Boo, it's Bobby from Cincinnati. I'm driving through Cleveland right now looking for a White Castle. We're on our way up to Ashtabula, so I hope you have a great weekend. Bye.
All right, thank you, I guess.
Hey, Jim, I'm in Kansas, and I've got a video that I don't know what to do with.
Okay.
But it's one of those rare things that, as desensitized as we are to disturbing stuff, it got me. It's one of the weirdest things I've ever seen.
What is it?
But the problem is there's no audio.
Okay, what is it?
It's called Pizza Time, and it's an art project featuring the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles and huge cocks. And
okay, I'm interested. I'm in.
Cutting eyeballs out of buttholes and fucking the womb.
Send me
the
link.
And it's on YouTube. So, I don't know. Maybe you just want to go to YouTube and search Pizza Time iSocket. And then just watch it and record just what you're thinking.
Okay. I will do that. Check out Pizza Time. That might be a good video to share on DVDA.
Hey, Tim. Sexual Freak Anagram here.
Hello.
Just calling on a few different things. You were talking about how you used to hold your scissors down or whatever, and you were especially able.
Wait a second. I would hold what down?
Used to hold your scissors down or whatever, and you were especially able. Just want to comment on that. Apparently, I used to hold my scissors upside down,
scissors.
So you're not alone on, being weird growing up.
Yeah.
Second thing, ginger.
Okay, thank you very much. Yeah, I was talking about on the program, I don't remember, this was a while ago, how I had to go to gymnastics program. It's called the Chalk Box in Ashtabula, right? They teach you coordination. I'd have to walk on things and not fall, do somersaults and stuff like that because I was a very clumsy child and not very coordinated, and I couldn't hold my scissors properly.
Hey, Timmy Boo, it's Sideshow Member Blackford here. I was listening to the Yesterday Show, and you were singing a song. Oh, crap, whatever it was. It was a song you were making fun of the retard singing. And honestly, I think the retard did a better job.
How dare
they
you.
Were on cue, and for the most part, they were on pitch. And, like, you know, I'm not really a music major, but I, you know a lot about music theory, and you're off here and there.
No,
you weren't even...
I see pitch. Like a canary.
Pitch.
Kind
of awful. But, yeah, whatever. I just thought I'd call in and let you know that retards sing better than you. All right, see you later, Tim.
All right, bye. Thank you very much, I guess.
Thank you, everyone.
All right, and finally today...
Jesus Christ, Tim, I was listening to your Florida update. Do you have any straight friends?
Listen, you know who was moving down to Florida? Joey. And Joey's a big, fat, flaming homosexual. He doesn't have any straight friends. I know what you're talking about, though. He sounded very gay. The guy who did that one update with me, whew, does not come off well on the after, you know, being recorded. By the way, how could you say I don't sound good when I sing? Listen to this is me singing November Rain. Sing like a canary.
When I look into your eyes, I can see a love restrained.
Listen to that. It's beautiful. There are just so many examples of me singing. Beautiful.
Nothing lasts forever, and we both know how to change.
Yeah.
And it's hard to hold a candle in the cold November rain.
Okay, listen, that is all the time we have on this edition of the show. I want you guys to email me, show@distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-660-GOD. It's no God.
They don't help a nigga for nothing, you hear me? They just gonna see a nigga locked up behind the fucking balls, you hear me?
Spread the distortion. Tell all your friends about the podcast. Don't forget to rate us and review us on iTunes. Listen, if you are not Sideshow Freaks, sign up right now, because tomorrow I've got an exclusive program. Otherwise, I will see you back on Friday to end the week. Right now, though, I leave you with another piece of me singing beautifully. This is an original song, kind of. It's my version of Mm-mm-mm-mm by the Crash Test Dummies. We'll see you back tomorrow. Bye, freaks.
Once there was a boy who liked the sound of comfort, so he started his own show. It went, the comforts ran out. He played in an assortment of gay skets. The sounds were quite atrocious, the gay guys pushing so hard. Of maggots in her rancid cunt-hole. It went, they started wiggling. She shook, it squirted on her bed pillow. She swore it wasn't just piss, her pussy squirt just shot out. Ew.
fun thing.